I can't really argue with you, by Krishna's mercy.
Sri Ghubir Pratap Te Sindhu Tarepa San Te Matiman Je Ram Taji Bhaje Jai Prabhu An.
Quote, as Rama has the potency to make stone float on the ocean, only a stupid person would abandon worship of Rama and go to another god. Dohavli, 129.
In the hypothetical case of two friends casually arguing about where to direct worship, the first friend makes a pitch along the following lines.
Dude, you have to worship such and such god. They can make you rich. You will be powerful. You will be able to wield authority across the universe. Now, I can't guarantee the length of domination. That is to say, I think time will still apply. But that is the case for everyone already. You really need to consider worshipping this god.
The second friend is firmly devoted to Sri Raghubara, who is the hero of the Raghu dynasty. Also known as Sri Rama, he is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This friend thinks it is silly to worship anyone else.
Bro, Rama can make rocks float on the ocean. I'm serious. There is the documented history within the Ramayana and many Puranas. There were many eyewitnesses to the amazing feat. We also have those satellite images that can spot some sort of bridge structure still existing underneath the top of the ocean.
The first friend wonders how Rama is able to do this. After all, gravity is a fixed law of nature. We know that certain objects float on the surface of the water and others do not. We are not aware of the mechanism for changing the rules, however. They put the challenge to the second friend. They want to know from where Rama gets this potency. Why is Rama different? The second friend replies as follows.
Bro, who cares? Just know it for certain. We don't need to explain it. As His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains, one person is able to swim in the water and another person is not. This means that the laws can be modified. That is how air travel operates, if you think about it. For someone to be able to bypass the rules is not out of the realm of possibility. There must be someone in the background who made the rules in the first place. That someone is God, the Supreme God, the one who stands above all others. That highest person is Rama.
This is the teaching stressed by Goswami Tulsidas. He considers a person to be foolish if they abandon worship of Rama. It would be silly to go anywhere else for aid, assistance, comfort, direction, or meaning to life. Sri Rama is everything. If Rama can make rocks float on the water to create a bridge for reaching the island of Lanka for the purpose of rescuing a distressed Sita Devi, he can surely solve whatever problem I have. The root of all my miseries is birth. From the time of entering this world, I have been suffering one misery after another.
Jan karm chame divyam. Evam yo veti tatvata. Tyaktva deham punar janma. Nati mam eti sorjun.
Quote, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.9.
Only the Supreme Lord can reach the root cause and provide a correction. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where it is stated that a person who knows the transcendental nature to the appearance and activities of God, the person does not have to take birth again.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Yavan yash chasmi tatvata. Tato ma tatvato gyatva. Vishte tadanantaram.
Quote, one can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.55.
The easiest way to know the transcendental nature is to worship. If I worship in devotion, I can know God in truth. I will realize that there is no need to go anywhere else, as His potency is beyond measure. In closing, not anyone else considered. Sure by Him delivered. Suggestion from Tulsi taking. For solution to problems making. Who bridge to Lanka made. With rocks on surface stayed. For crossing the ocean by foot. Army of Vanaras with him took.